Their relationship tapered off by the fall of 1984, when Egan made it clear that she was still far too young to think of getting married. Shortly after that, just as the turmoil with Scully was beginning to build at Apple in early 1985, Jobs was heading to a meeting when he stopped at the office of a guy who was working with the Apple Foundation, which helped get computers to nonprofit organizations. Sitting in his office was a lithe, very blonde woman who combined a hippie aura of natural purity with the solid sensibilities of a computer consultant. Her name was Tina Redsea. She was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen, Jobs recalled. He called her the next day and asked her to dinner. She said no, that she was living with a boyfriend. A few days later, he took her on a walk to a nearby park and again asked her out, and this time she told her boyfriend that she wanted to go. She was very honest and open. After dinner, she started to cry because she knew her life was about to be disrupted, and it was. Within a few months, she had moved into the unfurnished mansion in Woodside. She was the first person I was truly in love with, Jobs later said. We had a very deep connection. I don't know that anyone will ever understand me better than she did.